Welcome to Basketball Stories Pod. I am Cleveland and Cleveland alone.
Mm-hmm. Drees. Dan Drees.
I'm Kyle.
Kyle's sad, so I'll try to like...
You're not...
Get us motivated. Nah, it's cool.
You get it?
I get it. Trust me, I get it. You know, the NBA does the draft one way. There's a bad team in the year we decide. The Knicks decide to be the worst team. They switch it. So it's not like they have anything out against us or whatever.
But it would make sense.
No, like, I'm mad. Now Dan has to do it by himself. Huh?
That's my favorite thing when people saying it's rigged.
What?
Like this draft. I don't think it's rigged.
I do.
You do?
Absolutely, because wasn't David Griffin the guy who lucked up with the two number one picks when he was in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty strange, and as soon as he accepts a job in Portland, he also
gets a franchise changing
number one pick as well.
Don't you think it makes so much more sense for the NBA to have Zion and like a coast? Like to make money?
I mean, honestly, no. If I'm Adam Silver, I know that there's more small market teams, and I know they're going to be in my face more.
There's also, like,
you gotta
people
spread
who are
the wealth.
Capable of being a fanatic fan base in Louisiana. The way they follow, like, LSU or the Saints, if you could get that same sort of commitment towards the Pelicans, that's you can't put a dollar amount on having a people who are that invested in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's just... The new odds just make it. It's, I don't know.
It's very strange that also, like, the Lakers have a number four pick.
Yeah. Like, some shit is just like, all right.
Yeah, but does that do them any good? Like, if anything, I feel like that just makes it worse because people are going to be like, they had a number four pick. And it's like, yeah, but there's three good picks.
Yeah. It's such a talent.
Like, it's like, because they're going to look like they should have to make some kind of a move with it.
Well, everyone's like, oh, they're going to trade it for a superstar. And
no
I'm
one
like,
else
I'm
wants
not,
that pick.
Who's the best player I'm going to trade for the number four pick in this draft?
I'll tell you what you could get.
Bradley Beal.
I'll tell you what you could get for that number four pick. You could get, you could trade down and get Chicago's number seven pick, and you could get Denzel Valentine. That's about what that number four pick's worth.
Yeah.
Nah. I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You got Garland.
I just don't think people are like valuing that spot that much.
I don't know. I think Jarrett Culver is very interesting. I think Garland is interesting. There's still Bol Bol. Like, there's going to be people in this draft who are, like, going to surprise.
No, someone's going to be good, but there's no one that I'm like, there's a 70% chance that guy's an all-star.
I don't think I'd want to take a chance on Bol Bol.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would want to either. But like,
if that's your first-round pick, that would be that's a big gamble. But, man, if he's good.
I mean, if you're Denver, you can do that. If you're Boston, you can do that. Maybe you can take as a team who can be like, oh, bring him here.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Screw it. Let's try it. Yeah.
There's going to be one or two all-stars that, like, no one thought would be that good.
Or there won't. This draft looks pretty. Like, I want to look on the bright side, but, like, it's just like, ugh. Jesus.
Yeah, now that you know where you're picking, it's like, rough.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Kyle, talk to us about what it looked like being a Bulls fan that night. What was going through your head?
I just didn't think. I don't know.
What were you thinking at eight? At pick number eight? Because you guys were slated to get the four. So at pick eight, you were just like, yeah, I'm fucking sitting pretty, dog.
Yeah. I felt good until it happened. And then as soon as it happened, I just sort of like... got mad a lot.
Yeah.
And I was really upset. Like, Britta was here watching it. She's like, I'm trying to explain to her why it's important. And then I was like, she's like sort of invested. And then she just sees me like flip out over a different number. And she was like, oh yeah, one.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It's tough. And it's hard to explain.
Trying to explain that to someone that you're dating is like insane. Like what level of like sadness you'll let sports take you to.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a curse.
Yeah.
It's like, it really is a curse. Like
it's fun to be that invested in something. Cause when it's going well, you get to be that level of happy. But when it's bad, you have to be like pointlessly mad at something.
Yeah.
Like there were points where I like, throughout today, like I was just like at work, just like staring straight ahead, just like thinking about just like Zion and like what could have been. I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm a grown man. Like, there's so much going on.
You have your own hopes and dreams.
In the world. You know what I'm saying?
For like yourself. And you're at work daydreaming like, about if Zion was
a 19-year-old that should be playing for the team. Yeah, right. I've been
thinking about a 19-year-old boy. Like, it's nuts. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
The only, like, correct response is to be like, you know, things are going to work out fine for Zion. But the reality is like, no, I really wanted him to be on this team. Yeah. And he's and on a team looked, I don't want him to be on.
And he looked bummed. Like, he looked really sad.
Because he knows that that's a dysfunctional organization.
He doesn't have an agent yet, though. He can just go back to Duke.
He won't do that. I think he has he has too much character to do that. I mean, Lord knows, I'm hoping.
I don't know.
I'm wrong.
I feel like there's a part of the NBA that, like, because, like, Larry Bird went back for a year. Like, those older guys sometimes would do that.
Yeah.
I feel like a couple of dudes would probably be like, you know what? Good for him. He didn't want to be on a bad organization. This is his future. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure people would, like, Painter, like, the quote-unquote player empowerment movement. Yeah. I hate when they say that shit. Yeah. That's, like, just a smart thing for NBA players to do.
It's just a knock at LeBron, too.
Yeah.
It's like, because of LeBron, all these players feel empowered. It's like, they hate him. Like,
well, it's like,
they'll put anything on LeBron.
Yeah. Well, it's also nuts. These guys are making generational wealth, and you want to be like, yeah, but I wish they would just want to stay with the team I want them to stay with. It's like, no, if I'm making $230 million over a contract, I'm going to go to also the place that is the best situation for me.
Yeah.
Or
if I know I can't win, just like be like Dame, and it's like, you know, it's not all about that. It's about just like sticking it out with one spot and like trying to get it done.
Yeah.
And I can respect that. It's just, it would be nice if at some point, like, the Knicks haven't been good, like, in so long. Yeah. Like, it's 2019. Like, it's been pretty bad since 2000.
I think you should still be optimistic, though, because I don't think there's any chance you don't end up with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
I don't know. At this point, honestly, like, because, like, we had hope, and we had hope all season. Hearing the KD show, hearing, like, that could have been Zion, and just, like, letting myself forget what it's been like all these years to be a Knicks fan and, like, to have hope. And then, like, the night come, and for us to not get, because had we gotten the fifth pick, it would have been like, oh, yeah, that was with the biggest odds, so that makes sense. But once we didn't get five, our best odds was still the number one. Like,
yeah.
It was 14, and then our odds at number two was, like, 11, and then it was 13, like, it was 12. It was, like, lower than, so I was like, oh, shit, like, the numbers work out, though. If we didn't get fifth, then we might get, then they caught fourth. And then it just, like, hit, like, the anything that can go wrong will go wrong with the Knicks, and it just makes you be like, Kevin Durant is not coming. Kyrie's. I'll believe it when I see it. Mode.
It'd be crazy if you just, the only guy you got was Chris Middleton.
I would kill myself. No,
the thing that makes me a little uncomfortable is like, you clearly want to get AD there to play him alongside Durant and Irving, but if I'm the Pels, you know that you guys are probably getting R.J. Barrett, and I'm not, like, super excited about, like, oh, we'll reunite Zion and R.J. Barrett. Like, that didn't look great in college.
I would be excited about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would push that a bit. It's a kid that Zion likes. It's a kid. It's a chance. It's two all-stars. Like, if they both hit, like, you hit, like, a little Shaq and Penny in the league, like, they could be dope, and you didn't really give, you gave up a guy who wanted to leave anyway, and you got Zion, like, a franchise starting person, and you still got Drew Holiday. You can flip him for something. You can, like, that's a team I'm letting go out there. Like, I think that'd be interesting. But again, I'm also a Knicks fan, so I want them to trade with us and not with the Lakers. But, you know.
Yeah. No, I just don't feel like I would want to see those. I feel like it didn't go well enough at Duke to be like, we got to get to this. Because you can do whatever with AD.
That's true. I don't know what's going to happen over there. I think AD really needs to flex and be like, yo, I'm not. But they said he wants to be traded before media day. So hopefully they get it done. Like, he was like, I'm not.
You don't think he's going to back down at all? I feel like just him and Zion, like, together. Like, how could you not even, how could you just be like, well, LA sounds better?
Well, not LA. They said, Stephen said he can't, like, it was like he prefer New York over LA at this point.
Also, like the Kawhi trade shows us that, like, if you have a good enough player, people try and get in the mix whether they think that they're an automatic re-sign or not.
Yeah, yeah. They try to sway you on it.
Boston might try and get him. I could see Houston trying to do something weird. Like, I think
there I could are see plenty. Houston trying to get LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Yeah. I could see the Sixers trying to get AD.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, if you're any team that thinks you can compete and getting AD makes a difference, you'll go for it.
Well, but I don't know how Zion and Ben Simmons would work together. I feel like you just need to surround either of them with just shooters.
Really? Yeah, I feel like Ben Simmons is the one I would trade if I was the Sixers. Because Everybody thinks he's this great, amazing player, and then, like, I just feel like he's, like, a pretty overrated player.
It's really weird that, like...
I mean, I think he's good, but I think he's just, like... people talk about him like he is already LeBron.
Yeah.
He's a shot away.
It freaks me out that there's all these videos of him shooting threes and, like, drills and stuff, and we've only seen, like, what, like, 11 attempts from three-point range in two years from him?
Mm. Yeah.
That's... I don't know if there's another point guard who has those numbers. Like, Rondo had to have taken, like, 43-pointers.
Magic Johnson wasn't really a good shooter. Jason Kidd was really bad. Like,
but towards his, like, Nets years, he was a great shooter.
Yeah, I mean, so it takes time.
That's true. He's 2 years in.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah. I think it'll come along, and once it does, it'll be vicious. It'll be disgusting.
Yeah.
Also, too, if he wasn't with Joel Embiid, he would have more room to operate and do, like, a more free-flow offense, and nobody would clog the lane, you know. So,
all right. I got a question for each of you guys. Just because I got to, like, watch this draft, like, completely not committed to anything that happened. What do you think is more of, like, a piece of, like, draft luck? The possibility that the Knicks froze an envelope and got Patrick Ewing to New York, or that Michael Jordan fell to the number 3 pick for you guys? What do you think is more of a, like, oh man, we really lucked out on that? And that's assuming that the frozen envelope is a real thing the NBA did for the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool for, like, just to... for the story, and it's like, yeah, Patrick Ewing was dope, he's the man, but it's for Chicago because you got the greatest player to ever do it.
Yeah.
And you got 6 championships, 2 three-peats. Like, yeah, they win that one, like, all day. I'm like, Patrick Ewing's Jamaican, though. Like, that's my homie. Like, nah. Like, doesn't even compare. Yeah. But, like,
it's... I got the shoes.
Yeah, for real. You know? He almost did it. That finger roll, he fucked that up, though. Yeah, nah, yeah, Jordan, like, was shitting on people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. You gotta, like...
Who went before? It was Bowie and Olajuwon?
Yeah. Which, Olajuwon.
Olajuwon's like, great. You can live with that. Like, I won't fire you as a GM.
I feel like Olajuwon's probably the most underrated player of all time.
Yeah. But for drafting
Bowie, he's so good.
Yeah. Like, I would be upset with you. Like, I would, like, snarl at you every time I saw you, but, like, I wouldn't fire you as my GM.
All right, quick question, just to prove how good Olajuwon was. Who was the second best player on either of those championship teams with him?
Clyde Drexler?
Or Kenny Smith?
There's not, like, a consensus number 2, even. And Drexler has so many problems that late in his career.
Yeah. What's his name? Maxwell?
Xavier Maxwell? Who would fight anyone?
Yeah. Who else is on those teams? Charles Barkley was not on those teams. He came
after. It was
after,
like,
that.
Pre-Charles Barkley, post-Ralph Sampson.
Yeah.
I feel like Sam Cassell was on those teams, but as a rookie.
Yeah. With his weird alien head.
Yeah. They didn't have anyone that was like, holy shit, how great of a number 2.
Yeah. Sam Cassell's head, it's just like, you couldn't grow any hair. Like, your head looks like that. Don't shave your head.
Yeah.
Even if it's patchy, I think, just, like, let it be patchy.
Yeah.
It would look better.
Yeah. But he did the big balls dance, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, also, my question for you as an outsider looking in, what did you think about the new... the new line? Was it exciting? Was it like, oh shit, like
that? It was exciting because like I'd done a bunch of those like fake draft websites where they just simulate the percentages, and it was like, holy shit, like Boston could win this, Philadelphia could win this. Like, it happens fairly often.
Yeah,
like those percentages. It was what, there was like a 6% chance of the Lakers being, or better than that, of the Lakers being in the top four.
Yeah,
man, when it was, honestly, just as a LeBron apologist, like when it was getting really close to like the Lakers still into it, like right before they got called, I was like, there's a part of me that hopes they don't get number one because I don't want to hear about it for the rest of my life.
People would talk about it being a conspiracy forever. How it's, but you know, a 1% chance is 1 in 100, and it's like, that's insane, but it's not inconceivable.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. The odds are just the odds. Yeah. That's like what I just kept trying to tell myself. Like, the odds are just the odds. So there's just a 12.5% chance we get
signed. I feel like y'all might hit on something because, like, having a 7-7-7 3 years in a row, like,
yeah.
Gotta be like the diamond that gotta, you know, like, I don't know who's there who could blow shit out the, I mean, Cam Reddish will be there. I think Cam Reddish, people are sleeping on him, but like, you gotta realize, look who his teammates were. If you guys can get Cam Reddish at 7, like, that's really fucking good. Like,
And there'll be a guy who, like, through the course of like all the workouts will prove to be better than everyone thought. Like, Donovan Mitchell, it's really good, but no one was talking about him before workouts at all.
I think, too, they could, like, and I think the Knicks could do this, too, is, like, just attach a player that you're kind of, like, kind of done with, that you've given a shot, like a younger player that you've given a shot and you're kind of done with. Like, just attach him to your draft pick and try to go, like, a little bit higher.
I mean, honestly,
like, even like, if it's just a single pick, like, just to get the player you want.
If I'm the Knicks, I'm looking at,
like, get the best fit.
I'm looking at the Pelicans, but also for just also, like, for Drew Holiday, or I'm looking at Washington being like, yo, I'll give you RJ Barrett, give me Bradley Beal to put with Kevin Durant. Like,
and honestly, something. you guys are, if you know you're getting Kyrie Irving, you're then don't like know, Dennis I don't know. If
I'm so I'm this I'm
is
out I'm
this
out
is just my
that.
Thought if you do get Kyrie Irving, Dennis Smith is an easy attach to that draft pick, and Cam Reddish and Dennis Smith is a pretty good trade chip for someone like Bradley Beal. Yeah, whereas absolutely. Like, yeah, those are two like blue chippers. Dennis
Frank,
Smith has
RJ,
been in bad
it would be situations. It would be RJ because we got number three. Yeah.
Somebody take a chance on Frank too. Yeah. If you throw him into a trade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Phoenix wants Frank badly. Low key, they want Frank really bad.
What would they even give up for him?
Anything. Frank's value is pretty low right now.
Like TJ Warren or something? Or something like not that. Even that.
Yeah. Not even that. Something like a second round or something like that.
Damn.
His value is pretty low right now. He's so good, but he just had like a really bad slump.
Mm-hmm. Well, he can't score.
And then
score.
He got hurt. Well, he can score.
He's
that's
a young
the thing.
Guard like, too. Like,
he can score, but he just like chooses to defer because he just like wants to help. And then like when he was finally trying to do his own thing, his shot wasn't falling. I mean, there was a night where he got like 20 something. And it was like, oh shit, like, he can do it. But it was just it was like a Dante Exum almost.
Yeah. I think judging a point guard before he's like 24 is a very bad decision.
For real.
Yeah. No, he's going to be really good.
I think, yeah, absolutely. And he defends like a beast. Like, that's undeniable. Yeah. Like, dude is a crazy defender.
Yeah.
But he's not good enough for it to be overlooked. Like, if he was as good on defense as, like, Andre Robinson is, Roberson is, then it's like, oh, well, that guy's too good. It doesn't matter if he shoots. We need him. He is a, you know.
Yeah, he's not quite there, but like his offense is way further along than a guy like Roberson was at that point.
Yes.
You think the Thunder will keep him, or you think they'll try to trade him?
I think
him fully healthy changes their dynamic. If he's fully healthy and is like good to go,
I mean, he's replacing him. Terrence Ferguson if he comes in.
But he's $10 million. They're way over the cap.
He's him fully. He is one of the best defenders. I'm keeping him because it's what they need. Because if they know that they can't score and they can't immediately surround Russell Westbrook and Paul George with shooters, then they need to be the best defensive team in the league.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I wouldn't let him go. It's like, because if y'all can't get it done on the shots, you need to lock everybody down.
Yeah.
Like cutthroat. And they're really good at defense. So just like he would make them even better.
Yeah. It gives you a super clear identity. And it's also like, who's the guy you're going to go get for that dollar amount in today's like salary market that's that much better than Andre Roberson?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, just really like the only thing was is that you just didn't really have to close out on him at all. Like you just sag really hard.
No. When they played him a power forward, they had some success.
I don't even hardly remember that.
It was a long time ago. They also had Kevin Durant on the floor, I think.
God. Who's just always secretly been 7 feet tall. What does he say he is? Isn't it like 6'8 or something?
6'10.
Yeah. There's that picture of him next to DeMarcus Cousins is like, you might be like 7'2, dude.
Yeah. Like so easily 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's like, Nope. 6'10.
After the draft, do you feel more hesitant being like, oh yeah, we're going to get Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Cause like, and not even cause like, even though all the rumors and everything is like, yo, it is happening. Like, there's still something with the Knicks. Anything that feels like can go wrong. You look at KD and his fucking calf sprain. And I know it's just a sprain. It's not an Achilles. But we don't know for sure. Like, teams have lied before. And have been like, it's like, oh, come summertime. And it's like, oh, shit, he actually fucked up his Achilles. And they're like, oh, fuck. Not saying that means anything. Because if I'm the Knicks, I don't care if he has one fucking leg. Like, bring your ass over here. Like, we'll wait. And whatever you are when you're done rehabbing, like, that's what we'll put out on the floor. Like, I don't care. But, like, oh yeah, Achilles KD is still going to be better than like a shit ton of people. So like,
You sure you don't want to give Kevin Knox a try? A little more?
I don't think we need to trade him.
I think you can play him next to KD.
I think if they, yeah, absolutely. I think he could learn and grow next to him too. I think if it's not for AD, like I think Kevin Knox will be there next year. If New Orleans, if they want a deal, then I'm sure Kevin Knox will be in the mix. They said they're really high on Kevin Knox and Mitchell Robinson. I don't want to get rid of Mitchell Robinson at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either. Like, he's so cheap too.
Yeah.
What is it, like $1.5 million?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to do that at all. But other than that, I could see a scenario where like they're still there, or it's just Kyrie, KD, and the young kids, which I'm fine with. Like, it's not great, but like, I'm fine with it for right now. Where you like trade a couple pieces here and there, trade one of the picks we got from Dallas to get us something else. Like, I don't know, it could be interesting.
I kind of don't like that about like rebuilding. Like that, if you get drafted by a team, there's kind of like a lot of those guys just end up with like no trade value if they don't really turn out in the first like year or two.
Yeah.
Like they're just, it's just, they're immediately a bust and they're not worth anything.
Yeah.
So like you invest all this time and like minutes into like a guy that's just like, then you like get a second round pick out of.
I don't know, but like, you got to keep at it depending on you know, they say, you know, in the year.
I guess I'm saying more people should just give up.
Yeah, they'll know, you'll know in the league by year three, they said, if you're going to be making any progress. Year three or year four. So it's like, okay, you're starting to see the habits that they'll develop and if they can expand on it. Yeah. But
I really wish they'd just make the G League better.
Yeah.
Like, just make it better so it's like those guys could just like play a year there or something. I mean,
that's what good GMs are for.
Yeah.
They'll find those guys.
Yeah. And there's plenty of dudes who, like, they give a ton of minutes to them in the G League, and it pays off really clearly.
Yeah.
Like Bruno Caboclo.
Is he doing well?
I don't know. I don't think he's doing much of anything, but I feel like he was someone you would constantly hear about, like, Bruno Caboclo put up 42 points in the G League tonight.
They called him the Brazilian Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will never forget that.
That's a very funny.
Yeah, it also reminded me that the Knicks, I forget who it was, but just to make me so sad, was reminding me that the Knicks drafted Clay Anthony early over Nikola Jokic.
I remember thinking Clay Anthony early was going to be the truth.
Yeah, me too. I was like, yo, he's going to fuck everybody up, and I was wrong.
Man. I also like the Brazilian version of Kevin Durant being like a carnival version of Kevin Durant, where he's wearing like a big frilly dress and has like castellanets.
That'd be crazy.
Plays in a speedo.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that shit was nuts. It makes me lose my mind though, knowing that, hearing it's Clay Anthony early. Like, he's,
didn't he get shot in the knee or something?
Yeah, in the robbery in Queens. He was at Sue's Rendezvous, I think.
Man,
got popped in the leg.
That sucks so much.
Yeah, it was just like, damn. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's rough. I don't know. I don't know.
I really do like your prospects right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, if we
also
if
trading we Porzingis looks like a better move every single day.
Yeah, yo, he got popped in the lobby.
See that video? I saw that and I was like, oh man, Porzingis was popping off to someone at some Manhattan nightclub, and then to hear that the Russian mob is after him, oh god, I wish it was the nightclub.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you get for flipping on the Knicks, man. Knicks forever, don't flip. Don't flip.
I don't know. That's looking like you guys won that trade now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll say that because we haven't seen him. Let him come back and it's going to be like, shit.
He's whatever. I mean, he said he's never going to sign that qualifying offer like he said he was going to.
You don't think so?
I think he has to.
He has
to. That's so much money. And if anything goes bad, it's like, you just gave up $100 million.
Yeah, he would be the biggest idiot. I mean, unless he knows something about his recovery that we don't know, because he would pay $4.5 million next year, and then after that be like, you got to give me whatever I want. But, like, you got to be smart. And
you don't think he takes, like, a one-year deal and tries to get, like, just max money?
Not off of ACL. No way. Not off of ACL.
Just because it's too much risk?
Even if it's just, a little bit better than average recovery, he's still going to have, like, a year where he's at, like, 70%.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that Boogie was about to sign, like, 2 years ago, was about to sign a $205 million extension.
Yeah.
And now he gets, like, less than five. Like, same thing with Isaiah Thomas, like 2 years ago, like a max player.
Man, can't even get off the bench in Denver.
Yeah, he can't even get a playoff minute.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't know. It's crazy. Like, it makes sense of why these guys, like, just go get your money.
Eric Dampier is the most important player in NBA history for that.
Yeah.
That dude made, like, $100 million back when you had to be Kevin Garnett to make that money.
Yeah. He has, like, multiple, like, terrible contracts.
Damn. Yeah, he was for like 3 years just referred to as Eric Dampier's contract. That is the only goal if you get into the NBA is to like hoodwink a team for four times your value.
Just thinking, even though, because I know there's like reports going on about it, but just jumping back to Houston, because we've been gone for a while, like, apologies to the
listeners. Yeah, so
we're covering ground. They lost, and that was nuts. But, like, if they are trying to trade for LeBron, how could they do? Because you got to pay Chris Paul. Chris Paul is making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's contract's, like, arguably the worst in the league.
Nah. John Wall, baby. John Wall got my man's beat.
He got you.
I don't care what nobody says.
All right.
John Wall is the worst contract.
You know what the worst part about the John Wall contract is? Is it hasn't started yet.
Yeah, and he's you already be know how bad it is.
It's like if you just had to stare at the knife before, like, someone stabbed you. Like,
yeah, slow motion. It's
It's like, couldn't you just do this?
It's like, shit, this is really going to hurt. But yeah, to know that you owe him that money, he's not going to play next year. He's not really going to look like himself the year after. And then the year after that, and it's like, we'll see what we have.
Yeah.
So that's why if I'm them, I'm like, I'm literally trading everything away for young players who are on rookie contracts and picks. The only money that would be on my books is John Wall's. And I would just roll it over so that by the time his contract is done, we hopefully have like a good team.
Yeah.
And just be like, yo, just buddy, just, I don't know. If he returns to form, throw him in with whatever core you've built. That's what, if I'm them.
If I'm them,
I'm looking at the Knicks like, yo, what do you want for Bradley Beal? Like, I'll give you this kid.
If any team that's not trying to get Bradley Beal is, that's like, doesn't make any sense. I feel like if I'm
the Lakers, I'm more so trying to get Bradley Beal than Anthony Davis. Like, because I feel like one, they'll do it.
And Bradley Beal only costs you $25 million.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
If you can get those two players in the same offseason, like, you've done your team a great service.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, if you look at the Lakers' cap sheet, it's not so insane that they could clear that much out to possibly make a good offer for both of them. Because all their talent is, like, it's young guys on small contracts. So it's, like, maybe there's a way where you split the fourth draft pick and those other guys to somehow just go all in on getting Bradley Beal.
Yeah, yeah, this offseason is going to be crazy. I think like there's going to be like some like people are going to really try to, because I think like because of the way this draft panned out, where it's like, okay, well, if with these new odds, it's like tanking, like tanking,
honestly, which really, is kind of cool. As
you
much
should
as,
just try to get better.
Yeah, as much as it sucks, and like I feel like the Knicks are never going to get a number one pick ever again. Like, it is, it's kind of dope to be like, all right, let's just fucking play. And like, yep, honestly, like,
just put your best team out
whatever
there.
Whatever can happen. Like, yeah, you have no idea. Like, just go for it.
I fucking love that idea.
Yeah. That aside, I was down to see that.
I actually didn't believe that would be the case. I honestly figured it would be the bottom, the last three picks, like 1, 2, and 3, I figured they would all be like four of the worst teams in the league.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess I didn't even consider the odds that it could go a different way.
It was going fucking haywire. Damn.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? On the way to work that day, I was like, that'd be so crazy. The Bulls have two power forwards.
Yeah.
Just like,
we didn't need it.
Champagne problems.
Yeah, I'm just creating this.
It's sure going to be a shame when we have too many front court players.
This team that lost 60 games last
anyway
year. I'm like, oh man, that's going to be crazy. Well, I guess we'll just figure it out.
That's tough, man. There was talks, though, I forget, I think about the Bulls pairing Chris Dunn in the 7th pick to the Lakers for Lonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that? Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Just make it happen. Yeah. We need a point guard. Yeah. It's fine.
You need a point guard so bad.
Yeah.
I told you. I really do not. I am not a fan of Chris Dunn like that.
No. Listen, no one wanted Chris Dunn to win more than me. I wanted to be. I almost bought a $100 Chris Dunn jersey.
Wow.
And then I was like, this man's got to get better first.
He's a really good backup point guard. He's a great backup point guard. Mm.
But I think he's going to try to get paid on this contract, and he needs to.
He should.
But he needs to be. I don't want the Bulls to be the team to tell him. I like Chris Dunn enough that I don't want the Bulls to be the ones to have to be like, hey, buddy, you're not worth anything, really. You're worth like what you're making, and that's about it. That's about it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, what are the Bulls like? What's the moves for them at this point? Like, who's on the roster even?
It's Lark. Not that bad.
Yeah,
like it's not that bad. It's just like we desperately need a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would trade anything in the world. Like,
ooh, would y'all trade for Dennis Smith?
I would do that for who?
I would like
number 7 draft pick.
Yeah. I'll take
how many years does Dennis Smith Jr. have left?
Two. On his first year contract. Yeah.
So then
you got to give me one more piece, I think.
No, your lineup becomes Dennis Smith Jr., Zach LaVine, Otto Porter, Wendell Carter, and
yeah, you know what? Laurie Markkanen. Yes. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Good. It's pretty good.
Yeah. That's not a bad situation to be
in. Yeah. And that would like, that'd be great. I'd love watching him dunk at the United Center and watching the Bulls win 33 games. That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
I'm trying to see.
It's a fun way to tank.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're going to tank, if we're like not tank anymore, you know, if you're going to be bad, at least have some dunks and some three-pointers.
Yeah. I think teams are going to start like getting a little more like, oh, maybe we shouldn't just like start letting guys getting out of the league at 27.
I've thought this
like maybe
years.
We want to like
if you're gonna be bad, be bad with like entertaining players. Your roster should be like Lance Stevenson, J.R. Smith.
Yeah, like
yeah.
For real.
J.R. Smith gonna play this year?
I don't believe
he should.
I don't believe so.
I feel like someone could use him. If Nick Young saw NBA minutes this year,
I can't believe that no one like even tried to trade for him or anything. Like the Rockets took on Shump's contract, which was like $11 million.
He played pretty well.
JR's like 14.
Yeah.
And JR's better than Shump. Considerably. Don't you dare. Cleveland, not in my house.
Defensively though? Because both of them are streaky shooters, and if And then, so then I'm asking, who's the better defender? And I'm pretty sure
Sean's a pretty decent defender. A better defender. He got much better on the Cavs.
And JR is a better shooter.
Like, I'll take that. But Sean, like, I'm just saying, J.R. Smith became a much better defender.
Once he's not a $14 million contract, someone will want him.
People tend to get better when their teammates with LeBron. Also,
just who?
Shut up.
So, also, I'll throw another little hot take out there for you.
I'm ready.
Don't know if I for sure want Kyrie on the Knicks after seeing his little performance this offseason, postseason.
Are you happy with your point guard situation? Who would you want?
This is, I think, with KD, you want Kyrie.
Kemba. I think Kemba.
If there's no Kevin Durant, you do not want Kyrie.
No, God, no. No KD, fuck no, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's just enough to make you the ninth best team in the East.
No. Nope. Not with those knees. If KD's like, that's what I want, then it's like, KD, whatever the fuck you want, buddy, like, whatever you want, you will get, I promise you.
Who would you like most like to see paired with KD?
Kawhi.
All right, yeah, that would be insane.
That would be so insane.
No question. No question. New York was on his team. I know everybody's like, he's going, I mean, they could talk to him. They could talk to him and be like, yo, what's good? Especially if AD goes to LA. Mm-hmm. No, I would go to them and be like, yo, they got LA on lock right now.
See, this is the thing that not being in the like the competitive part of the draft that's kind of annoying, because I'm like, ooh, yeah, that sounds cool. My team might get Hachimura this season. That could
I like Rui. Real game changer. I like Rui.
I like him, but it's also like, yeah, he's not going to be as much fun as being like, oh, maybe Kevin Durant comes here.
Yeah. I mean, but Kevin, I mean, after the draft, I'm fully back into the mode of like anything that can go wrong with the Knicks will go wrong.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, we don't get Zion. Kevin Durant pops his fucking, his calf. Kyrie is a no-show in the playoffs. And it's like, what the fuck is happening? Like, it's just, I don't know. It just seems all bad. The one good is that the Warriors look really good without Kevin Durant. That's like the only.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like he's going to feel like he needs to be there.
It's interesting. Everything's rigged. It's always rigged until the Knicks have the number one pick. And then it won't be rigged anymore. Or then I won't care if it's rigged.
Yeah.
I'm just excited because there's like one more round of this where there's all like the draft trades. Because those are always fun. And those are going to be nuts.
Yeah.
You get to see players that you like almost care about where you're like, ooh, Harrison Barnes' name is in the mix. And you're like, those are the type of dudes who get moved around a bunch.
Can't wait to see him get traded again.
Yeah.
I'd take Harrison Barnes on the Bulls.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? We're not going to sign anybody.
No.
I guess we already have Otto Porter.
Otto Porter's playing a lot better for y'all.
Yeah.
I would arguably rather have Otto Porter than Harrison Barnes.
I like that. That's not a bad little start.
Yeah.
He's not like the foundation. But also, if Laurie takes the next step that he should, like he's going to be your guy at some point.
That's what I said. We just really need like a point guard and a better bench, and I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
And also, too, now that they're...
I'd at least be happy watching them.
Yeah, and it's not about tanking anymore. So, like, play your heart out. Play to win. And also, too, like, this draft is particularly, like, thin. Like, there's the draft last year and before that, the year before, like, they were, like, deep into, like, the teens.
Yeah.
So, like, when that happens and then, like, this whole draft process doesn't really matter. But, like, since this draft is so, I mean, it's pretty much 1, 2, and 3, like.
Yeah. That's why it sucks. It's, like. I mean, the last, like, 20 games of the season, the Bulls didn't even play, like, they're a fucking loser team, and they're not even playing their best seven players. Like, they're all out. Every single player was out. Like, half the roster's out. They're just playing G League guys. And it's like, you go through that, and you're like, well, we're doing it because we're going to get a high pick. And then it's like, you end up with seven. It's just like...
Yeah, we never know. Seven could be.
We could have just been hiring weird veterans.
We could have just kept Melo at this point.
Yeah, we
could have given that a whirl.
Honestly,
just to watch it.
God damn it!
Yeah, if you're gonna lose,
stop when you see a circus just to see how it goes.
Yeah.
If you're gonna lose, at least lose in style.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're sponsored by 23andMe. 23andMe. See if you're a little bit Polish.
Yeah. Brag to your friends that you're a quarter of a percentage of something that's not white. Something that's not really white.
They should start. Well, didn't they? They used 23andMe to catch a serial killer, right? The Golden State Killer got caught basically because their bloodline.
Was his name Stephen Curry? Yeah. LOL. LOL, Cleveland. Go on.
Go off, Cleveland. LOL, Cleveland. You're on fire.
Rolling on the floor laughing, Cleveland. Yeah. You are on fire.
LOL. LOL. Yeah. That's funny. The Golden State Killer. Because, you know. Mm-hmm. Steph is like killing them out there.
I like how you went for it literally.
The end of their season, no one wins the MVP award. They win the Golden State Killer.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
Patton Oswalt presents them with a medal. Yeah. Yeah.
No. It's still Mike Breen. Clay Thompson, how do you feel to have won the Golden State Killer award?
Play is weird. They said he listens to ambient music before he goes to play.
He does, and he jumps in the ocean to like cleanse his soul.
That's an interesting man.
He's such a weird dude.
I would love to have him on my team.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because it feels like everything he does, even though it's like these weird superstitions, is all with the purpose of like, my jump shot will be great today.
Yeah.
Man, this is the funniest picture of him on the internet. It's just like, it really makes me happy. It's just a picture of him, and it's his stats from the night. And it's like 4 points, you know, like fouled out 4 points, like, you know, like 4 of 20 shooting. It's just like 0 rebounds, and he's just smiling like so big. And it's just this terrible stat line.
Yeah, that and all of like the China Clay stuff where he's like, on one of those hoverboards, and then he's also like blowing the world's biggest vape cloud. Those are fun.
Rules.
Anyway, I think follow us on Twitter, fan. Like us on Instagram.
Follow us on Twitters.
Yeah. Subscribe to the podcast. Will somebody leave us a review? No one's left us a review since we got that 1-star review that just says dumb. And it's just, when you look up the podcast, that's what you see. So can someone write a 5-star review?
All right, here's my argument. I love the 1-star review that just says dumb.
It is a good review, actually.
It's so funny to have, like, we have other than that, it's good. It's like 4.5. And then the very first review is 1-star dumb.
One-star dumb. Here's the thing. As a passerby, I'm more inclined to listen to a podcast if I see it has 1-star than if I see it has like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So, because I'm like, well, let me get a load of this shit. If it's that bad. And I'm like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I think it bodes well for us. Have a good night, though.
Good night.
Hey. See you guys later or whatever.
Go Bulls.
It fucking sucks.